Montreal. Air Canada reported surging profits in its latest quarter as consumers continued to spend on travel, despite higher inflation and interest rates weighing on their wallets. The country's biggest airline saw net income for its third quarter jump to $1.25 billion from a $500 million loss in the same period a year earlier. On Monday, Chief Executive Michael Rousseau said demand remains very stable. Passenger revenues for the quarter ended September 30 leapt 22% year-over-year, he said. Adjusted earnings also surpassed those from 2019, the last year before the COVID-19 pandemic wreaked havoc on the travel industry. The frothy earnings arrived despite lower flight capacity than 4 years ago and business from corporate customers sitting 25% to 30% below pre-pandemic demand, said network planning head Mark Gallardo. The smaller fleet may have contributed to a relatively weak on-time performance, which saw Air Canada rank 9th out of 10 major North American airlines, according to aviation data firm Cirium. Some 68% of the carrier's 32,000-plus flights in September arrived on time, versus between 76% and 86% for the top seven airlines, including WestJet. Rousseau pointed to Air Canada's nearly 90% load factor, a key metric measuring the proportion of available seats filled by passengers, as one reason for the delays. While this signals that we use our assets very effectively, one consequence is it puts extra pressure on the operations. That said, our on-time performance progressively improved throughout the quarter, he told analysts on a conference call. Executives also acknowledged stiffening competition in the domestic, cross-border and sun destination markets, as Porter Airlines, Lynx Air and Flair Airlines embark on rapid expansions. Competition will continue to evolve. In particular, we've seen some moves into seasonal markets, Gallardo said, referring to those airlines' heightened focus on sun-splashed getaways. We know we must continue to invest in our business and continuously improve to remain competitive and attract customers and maintain their loyalty. Rousseau added. Net income amounted to $3.08 per diluted share for the quarter ended September 30 compared with a loss of $1.42 per diluted share a year earlier, the airline said. Operating revenue totaled $6.34 billion, up 19% from $5.32 billion in the same quarter last year, boosted by higher passenger revenues. On an adjusted basis, Air Canada says it earned $3.41 per diluted share in its latest quarter compared with an adjusted profit of $1.07 per diluted share in the same quarter last year, far exceeding analyst predictions. Analysts on average had expected an adjusted profit of $2.15 per share for the quarter, according to estimates compiled by financial markets data firm Refinitiv. In its outlook, Air Canada said its adjusted cost per available seat mile for 2023 is expected to be about 1.5% to 2.25% above 2022 levels compared with earlier expectations its adjusted CASM would rise 0.5% to 1.5%. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 30, 2023. Companies in this story, TSX, AC, Christopher Reynolds, the Canadian Press. $25 billion in its latest quarter compared with a loss of $508 million in the same quarter last year. The Canadian Press, Adrian Wild 2.